Goldsmithing take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two. U.S. Congressman John James, Friday afternoon, fired back at gubernatorial candidate Perry Johnson's claims he violated election law for implying that he's an incumbent governor and not a candidate on his campaign material. Now, this is interesting because the court gave a decision already. James did, in fact, violate election laws. Kind of interesting. So, James claims that Perry Johnson, in campaign material, put out a mock check. Top left corner. State of Michigan. Average Michigan family, $4,747. And if you look at the memo, due to the elimination of Michigan's income tax, signed Perry Johnson, governor of Michigan. There's only one problem. The date of the check is January of 2027. January 1st, 2027. Day one. So it's kind of interesting, the tit for tat going on back and forth. The court already ruled that James's campaign materials did imply that he was an incumbent governor. Pretty interesting. So we'll continue to follow this case and see whether or not John James' lawsuit against Perry Johnson's campaign prevails or not. Selfridge Air Force Base. Back and forth between the Speaker, Matt Hall, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and the Senate Democrats. Well, to supersede the situation, in the United States House of Representatives, Friday afternoon, they actually approved $10 million more. $162 million requested by U.S. Congressman John James for federal money to go to Selfridge Air National Guard Base. That money is separate from the proposed state funding currently tied up in Lansing. The federal funding still needs to pass the U.S. Senate and will receive the presidential signature before it is enacted. Meanwhile, Governor Gretchen Whitmer and House Speaker Matt Hall have pushed for the state lawmakers to approve separate funding for Selfridge to do it before June 1st. It's basically 2 weeks from today. The funding in Washington included military construction, Veterans Affairs appropriation bill, which was passed 400-15. The money is going to be used toward three Selfridge Air Force Base projects. $110 million to improve and extend the main runway. $24 million for Taxiway Bravo and $28 million for Taxiway Alpha. The new federal money would represent the largest amount approved so far for the Selfridge Modernization Project. James' team said, getting to this point is a victory. But we all have to work together to make sure we get the new fighter mission locked in and secure the future of the base for generations to come. James said in a statement after the vote. John James District, which includes Selfridge Air Force Base, had requested $673 million for the base. His office said that the $162 million approved Friday is the most critical piece because runway improvements must come before other upgrades are made. Under the bill approved by the U.S. House of Representatives, Selfridge would receive more than half of the $261 million in construction money for Air National Guard bases nationwide. But while the federal funding moved forward on Friday, Michigan lawmakers have yet reached an agreement on a separate state-level appropriation. James' office highlighted the federal guidelines require a host state to contribute money toward the military base investments of this size. Well, the Republican-controlled House passed $152 million supplemental appropriation back on March 3rd. Republicans' version called for immediate funding, while the Democrat-controlled Senate passed its own version to be including in future fiscal year 2027 budget, which doesn't start until October 1st. The House version funded only Selfridge. The Senate version included the same $152 million for the base, but added other spending items that relied partly on lapse funding and would not become available until, again, October 1st. John James criticized the Democrat Senate approach, saying the state funding needs to move quickly to help ensure the mission stays on track. The state Senate is trying to use Selfridge as leverage in the state budget negotiations, and they're playing a very dangerous game of chicken, which would put the mission at risk. They need to get off the stick, said James. As Whitmer, the governor, and Speaker Hall have both called for the lawmakers to approve state Selfridge funding by June 1st, James's office said the state money could help bridge the gap before the federal dollars are fully enacted and actually allow construction to begin sooner. Pretty interesting back and forth negotiations regarding the state budget appropriations for this spring and the fighter mission actually being able to come to Selfridge Air Force Base the final year of President Trump's presidency. Democrats in the Senate want to delay it till October, which could possibly kill the mission from being done at all. If a Democrat president takes office January 2029. They could choose to go back to the Biden decision of closing the base down and not giving the new fighter jets their home at Selfridge Air Force Base in Macomb County. So, pretty interesting battle going on back and forth. News reporters, members of the public who find and expose waste, fraud, abuse, misappropriation, or misuse of any taxpayer dollars could win a financial award. After State Representative Joseph Aragona, Republican of Clinton Township, announced his new bill on Friday. He said he first publicly pitched this plan after the Detroit News investigation found that Faye Baydoun misappropriated a $20 million grant from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Baydoun, who was president of a nonprofit corporation, Global Link International, is now facing 16 felony charges from Democrat Attorney General Dana Nessel. Of the 16 felony charges, including conducting a criminal enterprise, forgery, and multiple counts of larceny by conversion, and uttering and publishing, Baydoun faces up to 20 years in prison if she's convicted as charged. Well, Aragona said, "We've made great strides this year on cutting back on government waste. Now it's time to dig even deeper. We want as many people out there hunting for fraud, waste, and abuse so we can put an end to it and fix any issues that are still out there hiding in the shadows." Aragona said his plan is to help reveal and investigate corruption in our state government. It seems like it goes up every year with each passing budget. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
$47.47, tax-free. That's how much you'll save each year with Perry Johnson as governor. Perry will eliminate the Michigan income tax by cutting just 2 cents off every state discretionary dollar spent and by eliminating waste and incompetence in our government. Perry's revolutionary efficiency helps save Detroit's auto industry. Now he'll save our state. Perry Johnson for governor. $47.47.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two. Republican State Representative Joseph Aragona of Clinton Township introduced House Bill 5976. His bill would financially reward media outlets as well as individuals acting as independent journalists who expose Michigan government misuse and theft of taxpayer dollars. Those who discover the abuse and report it to the state's Auditor General's office would be awarded 10 to 15% of the recovered funds, depending on the method of discovery, quote unquote, said Aragona. He went on to say, the fraud numbers we know are staggering, with tens of millions of dollars being swindled. The bounties would be a great deal for the state if it helped us put a stop to even one case of misuse. State government spending is up more than 40% since Governor Gretchen Whitmer took office just 7.5 years ago. And it's the same story in the federal government and even with some of our local governments. That's a lot of incentive for people to do the wrong thing and take advantage of the system. We need to create a stronger incentive for people to do the right thing and expose any wrongdoing. Aragona's bill has now been referred to the House Appropriations Committee for consideration. I absolutely support the bill. I've been calling for this for years. How many retirees do we have out there that have, in their professional work career, was in charge of overseeing large corporate budgets? Maybe not as large as the state of Michigan's proposed $88 billion budget by this Governor Gretchen Whitmer, but maybe some pretty substantial budgets. Or maybe they have accounting backgrounds. Maybe they have the ability to look at these budgets and go through them with a fine-tooth comb and save some money for us, the taxpayers. It's one of the reasons why I have personally endorsed Perry Johnson to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. His mega audit. His mega audit, very simply, will go through every single line item of every department bureaucratic agency and go through it with a fine-tooth comb. Basically, starting off from zero. Don't look at last year's budget. Don't care what you spent last year. Don't care what you spent the year before. Department heads, start over from zero. What amount of money do you absolutely need to pay your staff? Let's start off with labor costs. Let's then go to your computer needs, IT, information technology. What do you need for paper clips? How much paper and copiers do you need? Printers. Let's go through it line by line, and you come up with the budget as to exactly what you need. Now, what you want, what you need to run your agency or your department. Let local citizens, per the bill, act like independent journalists. Everybody has a cell phone, which means you can take pictures, you can do voice recordings, you can actually do video recordings. Let's go and meet with these bureaucrats, the elected officials, the governors who appoint them, who run these bureaucratic agencies and departments. Let's go and ask them some questions. If they won't volunteer to agree with us voluntarily, send a Freedom of Information Act request, a FOIA. Or, very simply, we can elect a governor who does this professionally as and for a living. Perry Johnson's been doing forensic audits of companies forever. Clients in 67 different countries. Go to his website, perryjohnson.com, for governor. You won't even find a donate button. Self-funding his campaign. Businessman like Trump needs to fix the state of Michigan. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber.